to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning, Kirk McKenzie. And we're going to be talking about how we're going to be approaching the problems we face today. Not imaginary, very real. We face the loss of our freedom in this country. There are people, well-organized, well-financed, who do not believe in our Constitution, who hold the reins of power, who control the media, who control the banking system, who control the military, who control many of our major corporations and the means of and the educational system. And there's just about 300 million of us who want to be free. But the small ruling elite doesn't want that. They have their own agenda. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and then installing their one-world leader. Well, good morning, Kirk. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on again.
You get right on, and let's talk about what's going on in the world in your view of the problem and what needs to be done.
Well, you know, I appreciate the fact you've had me on your show before, and I think your listeners have probably heard a lot and been educated in great detail about the monetary system, which is, I share with you completely everything that you just said. It's absolutely true. The I did a series of videos, as you know, on YouTube called Why We Are in So Much Debt that acts as a primer for people who haven't gotten it yet. So I encourage people that do understand the message, they're trying to get the message out to others, they go to YouTube, they watch those videos and help others get them.
Could you sort of summarize that quickly before I realize you don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but why are we in so much debt today?
If the monetary system guarantees it, you know, once you understand that we really don't have money in any normal sense, what we have is debt. And this whole process of debt monetization where you essentially go to a bank, you ask to get a loan, whether it's the federal government or it's a corporation or an individual, and they issue you a credit. And that credit is created from thin air. That's now called money. So debt is actually money, and money is debt. It's impossible to, I mean, that this whole concept of debt monetization guarantees that the debt will increase because it's axiomatic. If you have a nation and you want to grow it, as we have, you have to increase the money supply. But if money is debt, then an increase in money supply inherently means an increase in debt. And any usury or interest is charged on that debt, once accumulated, becomes perpetual unpayable debt because you simply cannot retire debt with a debt-monetized currency. So we have a huge problem here because even the politicians that we believe in, the conservative politicians that are talking about things like reducing the debt, paying down the debt, and so forth, if they don't understand the monetary system and the simple economic principle, they're really not going to make any difference. And they have to understand that, and they're not going to do it unwillingly or by themselves. The people really have to come to terms and understand that. And I think that the way that the monetary system has historically been portrayed is the main story is the conspiracy theory, part of it the Jekyll Island story. I personally believe that's the least relevant part of the story. The main way to get to broaden the message now beyond the core group that do understand it is set that aside and actually begin to educate people in clear, simple terms how the system works, how it's destroying their prosperity, who's behind it, and then walk them through the history so they understand they can see how this was put together step by step, so that we understand how to dismantle it and then have a plan on how to go forward and solve those problems. So that's kind of the crux of my book. It's the crux of the video series that I did called Why We Aren't So Much Debt. But it's basically due to the way that the monetary system works, the debt's guaranteed.
Right. All right, fine. So what do we do from here? We have a monetary system built upon debt. Basically, you want to buy a house. Why? You go into the bank with a little bit of money. You put the money down. Then they issue you a large check for the full value of the house based upon, and the security for the debt is the house you're going to build, which doesn't exist yet, or maybe it's already been built. But then, of course, they create the money that allows you to buy the house, but it's created out of nothing. Then they charge you interest on the money that they created out of nothing, built upon the debt that you've taken on. And, of course, then your whole idea is over a period of many years to pay off that debt, but you may pay three times what the original cost was because you're paying interest on the money that was created out of nothing. And it sounds like sort of a crazy system, and it is a crazy system. And it works for a time until everybody gets head over heels in debt, until the communities and the corporations and the counties and the government gets head over heels in debt, a debt that can never be paid off. And then what eventually happens to the system, though, Kirk?
What's happened is, you know, what we've seen is a decline in the value of the currency as a result of this, because you get this increase in the money supply, quote, money supply, these credits and so forth, in excess of the gross of the real value, and therefore the value of the currency, these bank credits, declines. They have no stable permanent value. They're not dollars. These bank credits are, I think the closest thing I could say is they're a counterfeit currency, because the only currency under the Constitution is gold and silver coin, and in fact the definition of a dollar is a silver coin with 371 quarter grains or grams of pure silver mixed 90%, 10% with copper. That's a dollar. So they get away with calling their bank money dollars, but in fact I think it's more likely you want to think about them as monopoly money.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, so what is the solution? What are you working on today?
Well, there's the answer to the solution is multifold. First, you have to have solutions and a vision of what the monetary system needs to look like in order to be one that empowers the prosperity of the people rather than the prosperity of the money power. And that's also covered in that prior topic, and I can talk about that if you want. The second thing is that we have to figure out how to get people behind this program and begin to focus the tea parties and so forth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, go right ahead.
Okay, so as I mentioned, the first part of it is understand this thing and to get more people to understand it. But I think in more basic, simple terms and non-conspiratorial terms, things that people can relate to it. The second aspect to this that I've addressed is also put out in a YouTube video called How to Take Our Country Back. And what it's designed to do is address the Tea Parties and the other grassroots organization and give them a more of a strategic way to start thinking in order to make them more effective in their efforts to get our country back and to restore it. And in that, I point out a few things. First off is we are faced with issues everywhere you look. I mean, it's a 360-degree issue. Perspective that we have today because they've been at this for a long time. I think they're beginning to try and draw the net closed. And so you see this on every front. You know, it's Obamacare, it's Agenda 21, it's the banking system, it's the debt, it's the educational system, the media bias, the sovereignty of our nation, cap and trade. I mean, everywhere you look, there is an assault on our constitutional government. And I think that the one message I have had to the grassroots organizations is that the current approach to these is almost to be overwhelmed by these, be chasing every single issue. And, you know, you get daily, I get alerts, you know, fax alert, fax your senator, you know, email them, put together a petition. And effectively what we're doing is we're chasing the news. You know, the news comes out, we learn about some new bill, we got 3 days to make a difference, and, you know, rush around, and whoops, we failed in doing that, we don't turn it around, and then we're off and chasing the next one. And this, in computer terminology, is called thrashing. I mean, we're just going around this thing over and over and over again, and the end result of this is people burn out. They don't accomplish anything, it makes no difference, and they burn out. So the second part of my thing is to suggest that people begin to look at issues and understand that the issues are different. There's a different quality or value to each of these issues, and that when one looks at them in a historical perspective, in a timeline sequence, there's something to be learned there. Because the progressive have gotten to the point where they are today, where I call it the Tower of Power, you know, they have built this building, this structure that empowers them. And, you know, we're somewhere up on the 112th floor, you know, fighting cap and trade. And we really lost sight of the fact that they built these 100 floors underneath this thing that give them the power base. And we more or less, it's been wiped from our historical memories. It's been wiped from our educational books, our textbooks. In that history is the clues to basic understanding of the world and what we can do to change it. And most fundamentally is to understand the foundation of this Tower of Power. And so I align these issues in a more of a time sequence, and I portray what I consider to be the most important. And so in that presentation, I give a small capsulization of the history, and specifically the monetary history, and I make the point to them, look, the most the structural foundation underneath their power is their control of the monetary system. That is the foundation. The second point I make to them is once you understand this, we are essentially, grassroots organizations are fighting the defensive war. They're running around chasing the news, following people around, and trying to make a difference. And in fact, the agenda is set. And what we really need to understand is you don't win in a defensive war. All you do is you can maybe slow down the progress of the other side. You never win. You don't ever score. What we really have to do is we have to go on the offense. And that means that we're not going to chase the news around. We have an agenda. We have a plan. We have our own strategy. We're going to implement this day in and day out, week in and week out, month after month. We have a clear sight of those objectives. And this ties into understanding their power, because then our objectives in the offense is that we have to make them count. And therefore, what we have to do in order to make them count is we have to understand our job is to take out the foundation, the first few floors of their structure, and that structure will fall if we can take those things out. So I then make a presentation, or using this timeline scenario, make my suggestion what those are. And so the monetary system is the foundation. So then the question is, what's the second thing? What's the first floor of this tower of power? And in my opinion, that you could probably point to a number of things. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 would be an interesting one. But instead, I talk about the what I call the 1913 Revolution. And this is the alleged passage of the 16th Amendment, the 17th Amendment, and, of course, the Federal Reserve Act. The 16th Amendment allegedly being the power to impose a federal income tax, and the 17th Amendment, which is a fundamental change in the power structure of our government, which removes the state representation in our government. I did not know, and most people do not know, that when this government was founded as a constitutional government, the House of Representatives would represent the people, and they'd be popularly elected by the people. The House would control the budget, and it would be the initiator of the legislation. But what we didn't understand is the senators were not elected by the people. They were designated by the state legislatures. They were there to represent the states, and they had the veto power. And they were subject to recall. So if they didn't do what their states wanted to do, they could be yanked and taken out. And with the 17th Amendment allegedly being ratified also in 1913, the state representation and their ability to somehow control this federal behemoth is eliminated. They're removed from the Senate, and all of a sudden they're replaced by popular election. And, of course, the more people you're accountable to, then you're accountable to no one. And as a result, the checks and balances, which included state involvement in the federal government, were lost. I believe that we have to take on the 16th and the 17th Amendment, because I believe those are like floors one and two of this tower. I think we have to take on and defund the Department of Education. We have to localize education. I believe that is a fundamental pinning of their power as well. So I would suggest to people that that be a somewhat of a thing that we go on the aggressive on the offense on. Another aspect I believe is communications. All forms of mass media in our country are now controlled principally from New York City. That is almost all television stations, specifically out of Rockefeller Center, 95% of magazine publications, books, book reviews, news, the news wires. Essentially, there is a controlled media here in this country, and the people have very little access to getting their voice to be heard. So as a result, we are always hearing the New World Order side of the equation. I think we have to build a citizens' communication network. I call it the Citizens' Newswire, where citizens themselves, people like yourself and myself, have all become part of this kind of decentralized but increasingly linked communication network, where we're passing on information to each other, we're giving news to each other, we're giving opinion, and we're helping to educate people on the meaning of this stuff and the news, and we build this, our own network. And this, increasingly for myself, I turn off TV and I'm beginning to dial into far more emails. I used to be a guardian of my in-basket, my emails. I completely reversed that. I open it up. I get 300 or 400 emails a day from grassroots people across the country. And that has become the principal source of my information. And I find that to be far more informative than most of what I get. So I think that the building our own communication network is part and parcel of what we have to do. And finally, I think we have to have as a target in going on the offense, which is to eliminate the start defunding the United Nations. That's got to be an objective of ours. So I think, in my own personal opinion, others may have differences. I believe those six things are the basis of their power. That's where we have to go on the offense and do that. So basically, that is the message I have in that series. Now, I'm now currently working on, and we'll have within a week, a follow-up called How to Take Our Country Back, Part 2, and that is actually getting down to the tactical level. How do the grassroots organizations, now that we have the knowledge, we have a understanding, we have a strategy, an overall plan, how do we actually go about doing that? That's the tactics I'll be talking about, and perhaps in the future a conversation we could talk about that as well. But
all
currently,
right. I think that this
getting that message out.
It is vitally important that people understand that we have to be able to get information to the people so that they can make intelligent decisions, and understanding full well that our enemies are well aware of that fact. If they can control the flow of information, they can control what we believe. So they, in my estimation, have planted people within the conservative, within the Christian movement, basically they're putting out information to mislead us and take us away from what's going on. So you have to learn who you can trust. And even good people can be misled from time to time. I know I'm constantly getting bad information, and occasionally why we'll put this out only to our chagrin later to realize that we've been had once again. But you have to understand who you can trust and then always be very skeptical of everything, understanding that there is an agenda from the other side. They've been working at this for a long time, and the last thing they want to do is lose control of the reality of the American people. But more and more people are questioning, for instance, what happened? What really happened on September 11th? What really happened? Did they really kill Osama bin Laden? Or was this simply a diversion from the fact that a week previously, while the president had released a totally fraudulent birth certificate, and they had to shift the attention of the American people away from that, because that would have shown that the president was illegitimate, he had no right to be in the White House. So they're constantly manipulating our reality. And communications is vitally important, although I personally think that we have to reach the maximum number of people we can. I still think radio is the cheapest and most efficient. Certainly the YouTube, though it goes on the Internet, access to that source of information really is amazing. And we've never had the opportunity previously to communicate as we can with the Internet. I think this is a wonderful means of communication, don't you?
I do, and I agree again with everything that you just said, that, you know, radio is a vital part of it because that reaches a certain audience. YouTube's a vital part of this thing. Books are a vital part of this thing. What I call this is the toolkit. Essentially, those of us who do understand the world, I mean, we're basically citizens. You know, you, I believe, have a medical background. I have an engineering and technology background. But there's a few people that across the country have gone to an extraordinary effort to understand the world and either some aspect of it or the whole thing, and have really done an exceptional job. And so the question gets back to who do you trust? And I think that this is vital that people understand this, is that it's not going to be the people that you're seeing on TV with the great smiles and the wonderful handshakes and the good, you know, this ability to banter and question and answer the people that we normally think of. It's really going to be people you never heard of before, like a Kirk McKenzie. People who, you know, Joe Bannister, Sheriff Mack, you know, you can go on. There are people who have emerged, and they do understand, and they have some piece of the puzzle. We're going to have to start learning to listen to each other. And it means that there's a lot of implications of that. As you mentioned, you know, we in this are trying to get these things out. You know, we're going to make mistakes. You know, if we produce YouTube videos, hey, we don't have the Hollywood studios and New York studios. Don't expect it. If the sound quality isn't perfect, don't expect it. You know, occasionally I get people who watch the whole thing and then they complain about some, you know, technical detail of the thing and they miss the entire message. We have to change who we listen to, what kind of level we're going to be looking to. We're not going to be, you know, doing special effects and those kinds of things. So
hold that thought. You're out there in the audience. You have a question or comment? 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back in just a moment with Kirk McKenzie.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker with doTERRA Essential Oils, inviting you to join me for our second in-depth free essential oil event, Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 5:30 at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton, located at Prospect and College. We'll have three workshops, essential oil basics, mood management, and experiencing the oils, and essential oils at home. Bring a friend and enjoy a beneficial and fun-filled afternoon while we take the mystery out of essential oils and help you build your own personal medicine chest. Join us Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton on Prospect and College. Please RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call me 970-493-6789. Remember, doTERRA Essential Oils are certified pure therapeutic grade, the most efficacious of all oils. No dilutions, no synthetics, no chemical residues. Again, that's Sunday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton. RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call
970-493-6789. Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Kirk McKenzie. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We can do nothing and lose this country, or we can get organized and not organized into a central group, because it will be infiltrated and taken over. Some guy will come along who is the most convincing conservative who loves the Lord. He'll take it over, and he's a plant from the other side. I believe almost every conservative organization in America is infiltrated today, and I know they've tried to infiltrate even my little organization, which really isn't an organization at all. It's just a radio program and the few people that we have working with us. But what we need is decentralization, but you can set up your own group, and what we need is them being set up all across the country, and they are being set up. They're being set up to expose the fraud of smart meters. This is a great program, because once people begin to understand this is part of Agenda 21, then they begin to understand what Agenda 21 is, who's pushing Agenda 21, what the ultimate plan is for you and your life. And when you understand that they really intend to eliminate most of the people in the world as part of the population control agenda, that you're dealing with ruthless people who have no respect for human life, once people begin to understand that they and their family and their future are under attack, then they'll get motivated, and more people are waking up all across America. It's just a matter of how do you direct them? I mean, and don't get certainly confused following the rabbit trails that the enemy has created to neutralize you. I think the points that Kirk has made are well taken. I think that what we need is to elect people who fear God. And so often people will come onto my radio program and say, well, I mean, certainly I don't want all this Christian, drivel, I don't care who a man sleeps with. I just want a man who's a good leader. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it does matter who a man sleeps with. And if he's sleeping with somebody else's wife, if he'll cheat on his wife, he'll cheat on you. What we need are men who fear God, who will do what is right, and who will certainly stand by their obligation to defend our nation, our Constitution, against all enemies, foreign, but primarily the domestic ones, who are interested in centralizing power. They understand. That's why they had to get in the 16th Amendment, so the federal government would have the money to bribe the people with, and the 17th Amendment, so that we would begin becoming a democracy rather than a representative republic, because they knew that once you had direct election of senators, we could have the finest senators that money could buy. When the senators were answerable to the states and the state legislatures, then they would restrict the power of the central government. When the senators were answerable to the people who gave them money, the banking system, and the people of great wealth, and that's how the system really works, why, of course, then they would carry out the programs that would increase the power of the money centers and the corporate elite, who blend into one another in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our number is 877-254-7524. Kirk, do you have a website, telephone number, any material you'd like to get out at this point?
Well, thank you very much. Well, yes, I would. So first I'd like to let your audience know that the whole thing in the monetary system for me is to build this primer kit so that I can do my part in helping to get the word out. A pivotal part of that is my book called Money, Defending Your Prosperity. That's available from my website. It's www.silentnomorepublications.com. My video series on Why We're in So Much Debt can also be viewed there. That's probably the principal place. And then if you have an interest, I have a YouTube channel where I put tons of, I think, some of the best videos around on a wide range of topics. You could come there and view it as kind of an educational thing for the whole thing, if you like.
YouTube channel? How old people find it?
It's Silent No More Pubs. So it's an abbreviation for publications, but Silent No More Pubs. People can go there and take a look as well and see more of my, not only my videos, but a whole host of lots of videos. The thing I'd like to get back, can I get back to a couple topics? Would that be okay?
Well, you go right ahead.
Okay, because I wanted to pick up, I didn't quite answer your, one of your questions. I want to get back to it in the context of your other comment, which is we, you know, I was Ross Perot's California State Chair for United We Stand America, and we had a large vertical grassroots organization. We had representatives in every congressional district throughout the state of California with 1 to 5 chapters each. We had something like 40,000 members of that organization in the state of California. And I do understand, and I agree wholeheartedly with you, vertical structures are not going to work because they do become very political. They can be infiltrated. It turned out, we found out, we actually had a CIA agent in that organization and others.
You're talking about Ross Perot's organization.
This is United We Stand America. This is the entity that survived the election and became a grassroots effort to continue the good work. That's the part that I ran, not the political election part of this thing, but the after part of this thing. And so we have a decentralized structure today, and I believe there's a lot of strengths to that in that the groups have they have no one to tell them what to do. They have no one to report to. They can do what they want to do. I think there's a lot of good things about it, but there's some missing components. And that is that all these isolated groups have lesser amounts of skills and knowledge than others. They have everybody is being redundant and doing the same thing different times. I mean, how many different groups have to write up an exposure about Agenda 21, for example? I think the solution here is that, fine, you have guerrilla warfare, you have these independent entities. I think there's some strengths to that, but these huge weaknesses, I think, have to be compensated by what I call communication, coordination, and cooperation. They have to start linking to each other, and they have to start forming alliances with like-minded groups. So tea parties, for example, have to come to an understanding along with the 9/12 groups, the Campaign for Liberty groups, and the Second Amendment groups, and the Patriot groups, and the conservative forums, and all these kinds of things, understanding that all of these folks essentially have the same objective. And without giving up their independent sovereignty, they begin to basically start working together. And that first level of that is just the coordination, this communication structure, which gets back to the question you had asked me, that's the Internet. Having tried to run a statewide organization with fax trees and phone trees, I can tell you that is I fully appreciate the Internet and its ability to quickly get to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, deliver quality messages and whether in every form of media, whether it's visual or it's audio or it's text or whatever else. And I think that we sometimes don't appreciate fully these things because we take them for granted, but not having tried to get out a message before without having those things, I do fully appreciate these things, and I think they're tremendously powerful.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, and if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, of course, is Kirk McKenzie, and if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Well, you know, really, you did an amazing job with the Ross Perot group. What did Ross Perot get? He got, what, pretty close to 20-30% of the vote?
Yes, he did. And,
Whatever happened to Ross Perot? Why did he drop out? I'd heard that there was actually a contract out for he and his family, and eventually he was put under tremendous pressure and forced out of the political scene. What do you know? Is there any truth to those stories?
Well, he publicly said that he had come across a plan to come after his daughter. And at the time, of course, that way that was portrayed to the America was, you know, made him look like kind of a kooky kind of a guy. There was also a story where I think he felt, you know, he used to drive himself on the freeway, and there was some incident there as well. So I think that it kind of diminished him at the point, but now that you have a kind of a lens of history and understanding of the world, he may not have been so crazy after all, and in fact that may have been the case, because he certainly did step back. He had tremendous momentum, and I suspect he might have been able to win, but he actually stepped back for a period of time, and then he came back, and he came back not the same. And, you know, he brought in a nice guy, a tremendous hero of American, the Vietnam War, but he was not a vice presidential candidate. But, you know, he kind of, I think, undermined his own effort at that point.
Well, actually, I interviewed a fellow who actually had been given a contract or offered or told that he was to kill. He was a professional CIA assassin. You can hear that in our four-tape set on Deadly Assassins. He was the man who was assigned the job to kill Ross Perot, and he wouldn't take it. And as a result, his own life was endangered. This is the world we live in. I think Ross Perot is a very courageous guy, and they just let him know in uncertain terms that he was not going to interfere with their plan. And there was a plan. His life and his family's lives were in danger. And you have to understand that the people we're dealing with are not nice people. They're our criminal element, and they should be treated like the criminals they are. That's why we need to get the information out. And I think that there are a lot of people who know something's wrong. They're looking for leadership. We need decentralized leadership right now. What we need is to educate the public, not to try to find one person who that we can rally behind at the presidential level. It would be wonderful if we had, but certainly we have to start, you know, electing people to Congress who have the courage to do what's right, because they can't kill them all. Maybe they'd like to, but they can't, and they'll try to discredit them. They'll come up with stories. They'll tell things that really aren't true, and we need to know how to counter that. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, I agree with you. I think that's absolutely the case. I think that it was interesting. I was watching, and I think it might have been Paul Ryan and others, but there's some politicians, grassroots guys, and they were talking to him and about what needs to be happen. And one of them commented, "More than anything else, we need to elect people of character." In other words, I think what he was saying is people who know they have a moral compass, they have a compass, they know where they're headed, and they're not going to go to Washington, D.C., and then find themselves being bought off and redirected. I think we have really got to get beyond the idea that that the smiling face and the white teeth and the baby holding and the young man with cute butts women vote for. You know, we have got to get beyond those things because they have mastered those techniques of, you know, throughout history, mankind has kind of learned certain things to help them discriminate, and they've learned that a symmetrical face and a happy smile and a person like this is somebody you, quote, trust. Well, they've got that down real good, and what they don't see is the black heart part of this. We've got to get beyond that. You know, a guy like, for example, Ron Paul, he doesn't have any of that. He doesn't speak particularly well. He's not, you know, your Eastern Coast graduate kind of looking kind of guy. And yet, when you really look at the substance of the individual, you come to realize that's really the kind of people that you're looking for. We have to start looking to the substance and to the moral compass of people and vote those people in and forget about all the normal kinds of criteria that we use in making those decisions.
And because Ron Paul talks about the financial system, talks about the Federal Reserve System, which is a totally fraudulent system that allows a small group of people to control the wealth of our nation. And with that wealth, they can buy up the media, the corporations, and, of course, they can certainly buy up the politicians. And that's what you want to do. After all, when you can finance the politicians, I mean, who is the largest source of income for Barry Soteros or Barack Obama's presidential candidacy? Why, Goldman Sachs and George Soros. That's where his money came from. And when he talks about them, why, of course, it's all, well, that's what the common people want to hear. But who does he pick for his chief of staff? Why, a man named William Daley from J.P. Morgan Chase, of course. They tell him what to do. He does it. And then he comes out and pretends that he's going to oppose them. But the reality is he does their bidding. He gets his instructions on a daily basis, according to General James Jones, indirectly from Henry Kissinger, who has done the work of the bankers for many, many years. Understand that the world is entirely different than you're going to get through the regular channels of communication. Well, we've got about a minute for you to wrap up the program. What's your final thought, Kirk?
Well, I guess what I'd like to do is to thank you. I know that you have been doing this for quite some time and have developed a following, and you're doing everything you can do to reach out, and I think you've done a phenomenal job. I think those of us who are enlightened, the more we work together ourselves, then the more we can help the grassroots people come together. And I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show. I appreciate the work that you have done. I appreciate the fact that, you know, you are forthright in what you tell people and your understanding of the world, and do so with, I think, considerable bravery. I think that's, I guess, what I would like to conclude is thank you for the work that you have been doing.
Well, God bless. Thank you, Kirk. We'll talk to you again this afternoon in the afternoon program. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
cause.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm here with the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Kirk. I think his points are well taken. The importance of the 16th Amendment, the importance of the 17th Amendment. I don't believe either one of them were ever really ratified. I think it was all fraudulent. There were people back then who didn't care about the law. It was all about power, and those people hold the power today. It's time to take America back. Well, certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we can certainly use your help. We have opportunities to take on additional stations, but, of course, we need your help to be able to do that. And we just got two new stations there in Utah. It's exciting to know that some stations are pulling us down. I had somebody in Illinois listen to a radio station in Illinois, but we don't have any stations in Illinois, so somebody's pulling us down there, and the word is getting out. And you can tell from the myriad of calls we get when we have open lines what's really happening. There's an awakening across America, and it's not just with our ministry. The people are listening to Alex Jones and to Joyce Riley and John Loeffler and the myriad of talk show hosts who are putting out the truth, many of them right here on the radio station you're listening to. Help us if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We'd love to hear from you, and if not, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Here I talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret and get the syllabuses to go with that. You need to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood, the DVD on the beautiful side of evil by Joanna Michelson, the talk she gave at our conference, certainly the Emergence by Constance Cumby, the talk she gave at our conference. And the four-tape set with Constance, the Aquarian Conspiracy, a four-CD set, where she actually talks to the people who are working to bring together and forward the new world leader. Who is it? And well, they know, and they are quite open in their discussion because they know it's so preposterous that you foolish Christians would never believe. And then, of course, why there is so much material available at our website, radioliberty.com. If you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope, of course, that you will want to listen to our programs. You can hear us on our website, our IP3 or iPod or MP3 or archive programs. You're just listening on the, if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can hear our Genesis program certainly any hour of the day or night. The important thing is you get together with others, you form local organizations, you zero in on certain specific issues. I think the smartphone issue is great. And from there, you can educate people about all of the other things we're talking about. There is a conspiracy against God, and that is the common denominator behind everything. And these people hate America. They hate the fact that this nation was founded by Christians, predominantly to be a nation where men could be free. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why they took God and prayer. Pray for America, but please pray for raising them. Our provision and our protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood.